book of Revelations for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world. Take your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Tribulation.
I don't want to be here.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, May 12th, 2021, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you from the beautiful Streams in the Desert Live home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is, The Enemies of God Will Be Hung Upon Their Own Gallows. But before we get started, let us pray. Dear Lord God, we humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. We ask that you would send the power, working, and anointing strongly of your Holy Spirit this day, Lord God, that the word would go around the world to touch the hearts and minds and souls of your people, that they would be ready, watching, and waiting, and praying for the imminent return of your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my place upon the cross of Calvary. And Holy Spirit, have your way in this day. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast. As we open the show here on this 12th day of May 2021, please make no mistake about it. America, Israel, and all the nations of the world are increasingly coming under literal and spiritual demonic attacks. The outpouring of the judgment of God is just getting warmed up and will soon bring about the rapture of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ and the soon coming time of Great Tribulation, as well as the simultaneous time of Jacob's or Israel's trouble. With that said, Mr. Michael Snyder asks a pointed question in the title of his piece, dated May 11th, 2021, when he asks, do you get the feeling that events happening now are leading us into an endless global nightmare? Continuing on, he then says, 2021 was supposed to be the year that life went back to normal. But my friends, I have to stop right there to remind you that what Mr. Snyder just shared is the thoughts of mankind and not the mind of the one and only true and living God of Israel. For his mandate for the year 2021, as I have previously shared with you, is that the year 2021 is the year of the unknown, part two. Now, back to Mr. Snyder's piece, in which he reminds us of the fact that, as just mentioned, that things are not going back to normal when he says, obviously, that is not happening. He continues by then pointing out, and so a lot of prominent voices, he says, out there are going to be forced to update their narratives. Global events have really started to accelerate, he says. So many of the things that the doom and gloomers have been warning about are starting to happen right in front of our eyes. For example, he says, on my website, I have been talking about Israel a lot in the recent months. And now it appears that the region is on the brink of war. He continues by stating at the time of writing of his piece, that would be from yesterday, May 11th, 2021, that so far more than 700 rockets, which later on was increased to over 1,100 rockets, my friends, have been fired into Israel from Gaza. But by the time you read this article, he says, that number will have probably will probably be even higher. In response, the IDF, or the Israeli Defense Force, has conducted a series of dramatic strikes inside Gaza. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is promising, quote, to attack harder and increase the pace of attacks. Hamas will be hit in ways that it does not expect, Netanyahu said. We have eliminated commanders, hit many important targets, and we have decided to attack harder and increase the pace of attacks. Mr. Snyder then shares, Joe Biden and other world leaders are begging for peace, but neither side appears to be inclined to back down. Every time Israel retaliates, Hamas just launches even more rockets at Israeli cities, and they are insisting that this is their right. We have the right to respond to the Israeli offense and produce and protect, rather, the interest of our people as long as the Israeli occupation continues the escalation. Hamas said in a statement, that's what they said in the statement, my friends, okay? They said that it is their right to respond to the occupation continued by Israeli in the land of Israel. Something wrong with that, isn't it? So here we go, says Mr. Snyder, and so say I, my friends. Mr. Snyder continues his current piece by stating, as I discussed yesterday, this situation has the potential to get widely and wildly out of control very rapidly. On Tuesday, the skies above Tel Aviv looked like something out of a science fiction movie, he says, as Israel's Iron Dome intercepted countless incoming rockets from Gaza. Could you imagine living in fear that a rocket could explode right next to you at any moment? Well, my friends, what about when it explodes right on you, which has happened many times? Mr. Snyder then says, if that was happening in this country, millions of Americans would be screaming for Biden to nuke somebody. Moving ahead in his piece, Mr. Snyder then touches on what is happening right here at home in the U.S. as he begins by saying, meanwhile, the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack has caused massive gasoline shortages up and down the East Coast of the United States. At this hour, my friends, it is now being said that they've reopened the pipeline, and it wasn't just the way you think it would be. They didn't get their computers back up and running, from my understanding. They're doing it manually. So why didn't they do that from the start is my question, instead of charging people buku bucks and also causing everybody to have to wait in line for 5,000 hours to get gas. Anyway, Mr. Snyder says on Tuesday evening, the Drudge Report breathlessly declared that more than 1,000 gas stations had run out of gasoline, and Zero Hedge was reporting that some people were waiting in line for up to 5 hours in a desperate attempt to fill their vehicles. Mr. Snyder then further states that up until recently, just about the only thing that we were missing from the economy of the 1970s was the long gas lines. Well, I'd say the bell bottoms were actually missing as far as I was concerned, my friends. He says, but now here we are. He says, North America's largest petroleum pipeline has been shut down for just a few days, and now much of the southeastern quadrant of the country is absolutely paralyzed. Do you think that there is a lesson to be learned here? He says. Next, Mr. Sider says, of course there is, just before going on to say, once again, we see how incredibly vulnerable we are to any sort of major disruption. He points out that if the unprecedented power grid failure in Texas a few months ago was not enough of a wake-up call for you, this definitely should be. He continues by stating, at this point, we are being told it is uncertain whether or not the Colonial Pipeline will be able to restore operations by this weekend. Oh, amazingly, they figured it out. I wonder what really caused them to have to do that. It had to be something that affected them more than it affected us. He says, if the Colonial Pipeline is not back in business by the weekend, prices could continue to rise at the pump and there will be border localized fuel shortages. Or there'll be broader, rather, localized fuel shortages across the southern, southeast and mid-Atlantic region. Eventually, says Mr. Snyder, the flow of gasoline will be restored and everyone along the East Coast will be able to fill up their vehicle again. But the crazy inflation that we are witnessing right now is not going away. He further states that for years, economic doom and gloomers have been warning that if we kept recklessly creating, borrowing, and spending money, that really bad things would happen. He continues by sharing, how many times have we heard about the death of the dollar and the dangers of wildly inflating our currency? He then shares, well, it turns out that the doom and gloomers were dead accurate. Inflation is one of the biggest stories of 2021 so far. And we just got another confirmation of how bad things are getting out there. The median price for a single-family home in the U.S. rose the most on record in the first quarter as buyers fought over a dearth of inventory, according to the National Association of Realtors. Prices jumped 16.2% from a year earlier to a record high of $319,200. The growth eclipsed the 14.8% rate in the fourth quarter, which was the highest in data going back to 1989, the group said in a report Tuesday. Mr. Snyder then points out, but at least home prices are not rising as fast as the price of cotton is. He says, if you can believe it, the price of cotton is up more than 50% over the past year. He then goes on to share that, of course, the price of corn is rising even more rapidly. He says, as I discussed the other day, the price of corn is up about 50% just since the turn of the year. He then states, in addition, needless to say, lumber still has everything else beat. The price of lumber has actually risen more than 200% over the past 12 months. A lot of comparisons have been made, he says, to the horrible inflation that the U.S. experienced during the 1970s. But really, says Mr. Snyder, I think we need to go all the way back to the 1930s for a more accurate parallel to our current situation. He shares, at this point, we are becoming more like the Weimar Republic with each passing day. He adds, but if you think that things are really bad now, just wait, because you ain't seen nothing yet. His bad language, not mine this time, my friends. Mr. Snyder moves to close this piece with this. Everywhere you look, systems are failing. Society is crumbling, and evil is growing. Even the Secret Service, who are supposed to be the best of the best, are now plagued by the endless scandals and widespread incompetence. Mr. Snyder concludes his piece by stating, "This is not a drill. A widespread societal collapse is now underway, and it is going to get progressively worse. This is the time of our endless nightmare, but nobody is going to ever be allowed to wake up from it." And on that thoroughly thought-provoking note, my friends, I will be right back after the break so that we may continue our exploration of the enemies of God will be hung upon their own gallows.
Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army.
My friends, the people of Israel today need the perfect shalom or peace of God for what they're going through right now. And soon and very soon, it will only be the Lord who will be able to come to their rescue. And that is a glorious day when it shall arrive. With that said, my friends, okay, now as we go into the second half of our show for today, and just before I present to you a very timely prophetic word audibly spoken by way of the mouth of the one and only true and living God to be heard and heeded by the ears and minds of all mankind that will, for such a time as this, let us begin this segment with this timely piece of which was penned, so to speak, by Mr. Michael Snyder, and going back in time is dated May 10th, 2021, and is titled, Could the Wildly Out of Control Violence in Jerusalem Spark a Major Regional War in the Middle East? Of which Mr. Snyder begins by sharing, things have been getting more tense in Jerusalem for weeks. And Monday was the day when tensions really started to boil over. The violence, he says, that we witnessed in the streets of Jerusalem shocked the entire globe and threatens to spark a major regional conflict. He says, at one point, a tree that had been set on fire on the Temple Mount was burning wildly out of control, and that was a perfect metaphor for the emotions that we witnessed on both sides. As a result of multiple violent clashes, over 300 Palestinians and an undisclosed number of Israelis ended up with injuries. And that was just Monday, my friends. Mr. Snyder continues his piece by sharing that though the past week has seen hundreds of Palestinians and Israeli police officers and civilians injured, the defense establishment still thought that the situation could have returned to normal. But that, he says, was wishful thinking. Just before going on to say, more than 300 Palestinians and several Israelis were injured in clashes with police officers on Monday in violence that the city has not seen in years. Now, we're talking about the old city of Jerusalem here, my friends, up on Temple Mount. Okay, so yes, that violence has not been seen in many years. Mr. Snyder continues by sharing that in response to the chaos in Jerusalem, Hamas fired more than 160 rockets into Israel, and the IDF responded by striking several targets in the Gaza Strip. The following, he says, comes from the Jerusalem Post. The IDF warned Hamas that all options, including a ground operation, were on the table after over 160 rockets were fired towards Jerusalem and southern Israel as thousands of Israelis were parading through downtown to celebrate Jerusalem Day. Following the rocket fire, says this report, the Israeli Air Force carried out several strikes in Gaza, killing at least 8 Hamas militants and targeting rocket launchers and 2 military positions. Palestinian media reported that 20 people had been killed, including 9 children and another 95 wounded. At this point, Mr. Snyder says, we haven't seen hostilities in the region reach this level in a long, long time. He continues by stating, politicians around the globe are crying out for peace to be restored, but the leaders of Hamas, it says, is indicating that more violence may be coming. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh said on Monday night that Jerusalem has called and Gaza has responded. Really. We will continue as long as Israel does not stop the aggression and terrorism in Jerusalem and at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Mr. Snyder says, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is publicly warning that the current conflict could continue for some time. We are in a fight on several fronts, Jerusalem, Gaza, and elsewhere in the country. This evening on Jerusalem Day, the terrorist organizations in Gaza have crossed a red line and attacked us with missiles in the outskirts of Jerusalem. Netanyahu said at a ceremony at Ammunition Hill to mark Jerusalem Day. Netanyahu also said that while Israel does not seek an intensification of hostilities, the current conflict could continue for some time. So, Mr. Snyder says, what does that mean? Just before going on to say, could Netanyahu actually send troops into Gaza? Well, my friends, it's not so alarming. It has been done before. Mr. Snyder says if that happens, that could spark a full-blown regional war. Hamas and Islamic Jihad are no match for the IDF, but they would fight with everything they have got. And they are certainly capable of launching thousands of rockets towards Israel. However, says Mr. Snyder, and so say I, my friends, if Hezbollah decides to jump in and attack from the north, the whole thing would take on a different stance. They said that if Hezbollah decided to jump in and attack from the north, that would take the conflict to an entirely different level. And they would be a number one right about that, my friends. Right now, says Mr. Snyder, Hezbollah has 150,000 missiles pointed at Israel, and those missiles could do some very serious damage. At this point, Beirut is absolutely teeming with Fatah 110 rockets that have the range to hit Tel Aviv. Further north in Beirut is Hezbollah's central headquarters, and the city area is packed with Iranian and Syrian-made Fatah 110 rockets that can reach greater Tel Aviv. It is here that Hezbollah is trying to turn some of those rockets into precision-guided missiles. In other words, my friends, turn them from dumb rockets into smart rockets. Precision-guided missiles are not like the unsophisticated rockets that Hamas lobs towards Israel. It is being reported that such missiles can strike targets within an accuracy of a 5-meter diameter. Well, you know, that's what Israel has. You can be walking down the street and they can take you out and not even touch a building. And it's been done many times, my friends. And of course, says Mr. Snyder, if Hezbollah goes to war with Israel, there is always a possibility that Iran may decide to take more direct action against Israel as well. Maybe, but I doubt that. Not direct. They got to send their proxies. He further shares that the Iranian, and here's the proof. The Iranians typically don't like to attack anyone directly, but they could certainly use proxies other than Hezbollah to hit Israel with conventional or unconventional weapons. And on that note, Mr. Snyder says, hopefully, cooler heads will prevail. And the Biden administration is currently attempting to de-escalate the situation. Which to me, my friends, is totally laughable if it were not so sad. But here is what Mr. Snyder shares, which is a statement made by the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, of whom said Hamas must end the rocket attacks. Well, that's the first interesting thing that he said, and it would be the correct thing to say. They must stop the rocket attacks immediately, adding all sides need to de-escalate. This communique, my friends, continues by as well stating that the White House spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, echoed those calls, saying U.S. President Bo Biden was seriously concerned about the violence. Unfortunately, at this point, says Mr. Snyder, and so say I, my friends, Biden's words don't exactly carry too much weight in the region. And I think, says Mr. Snyder, that it is an ominous sign that cities all over Israel began to open their bomb shelters late on Monday night. And the people of Israel late Monday night were also saying themselves right on their YouTubes and their Facebook Lives, we have a feeling we might be going to war here. That is not something that the Jewish people usually come right out and say by any means, my friends. We are living in a different time here at 11:59 and split seconds, just before the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Tel Aviv municipality sent an urgent message to all residents late Monday night that all city-wide bomb shelters will be reopened. The city of Giva Tamim and Ramagan and Bnei Brak, which I slaughtered all of, have made similar announcements. Mr. Snyder moves to end this piece by stating, by the time, he says, you read this article, events may have escalated even more. And he is absolutely right, my friends. They have. And they were quiet for about 3 or 4 hours here this afternoon. But since just before airtime for me, they had resumed. They just took time out to rearm themselves. He says things are moving very rapidly in the region, and there is a very real danger that a point of no return may soon be crossed. He continues by stating that, unfortunately, whether it happens now or later, a major war in the Middle East is eventually coming. And that's true, my friends, because the next big war to come to Israel, it will be the War of Ezekiel 38 and 39, and that is huge. Read it. It's part of the Bible. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. He ends his piece by stating, Israel, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, and Iran have all been preparing for such a war for decades. And when it finally arrives, the death and destruction, listen up, my friends, it will stun the entire planet, he says. So let us hope that it can be put off for as long as possible. But right now, the anger on both sides has reached a boiling point and missiles are already flying. Mr. Snyder finishes with this, I think, my friends, very important point. As we have, as of last evening, already seen it being put into play in the form of riots around the world, including here in the USA. When he says the age of societal or social media, a major event in the age of social media. My friends, I am very tired today, obviously, you can tell. In the age of social media, a major event that happens on one side of the globe can go viral on the other side of the globe just moments later. This free flow of information can be a very good thing, he says. But it can also inflame tensions when millions or billions of people around the world are focusing on a single crisis point all at once. He ends, his ending thought, my friends, is this. Over the next few days, the eyes of the world will be on Jerusalem and one false move could spark a major war. And there he is totally correct, my friends. He said, let us pray that it does not happen right now. But at some point, he says, and so say I, my friends, for sure, all of the sand will finally run out of the hourglass. And on that mind-bending note, my friends, in light of all that is taking place at this very moment in the tiny nation of Israel, I would like to share with you an end-time prophecy as given to my mother, Reverend Lois Baker Williams, on Mother's Day, May 9th, 1965, which was presented as a gift to her in the form of an audibly spoken prophetic message spoken to her by way of the trump or trumpet of the one and only true and living God via God's Holy Spirit, accompanied by a vision for such a time as this. On May 9th, 1965, in the year that my mother was given this important end-time prophetic message, May 9th, 1965 was a Sunday, and at the same time was also Mother's Day. So here today, with the passing once again of May 9th, 2021, of which also was Mother's Day, I now present to you, first in remembrance of my mother, Reverend Lois Baker Williams, who went home to be with the Lord Jesus January 30th, 2011. And second, I present these timeless words as given by and as I am compelled by the Holy Spirit of the one and only true and living God to do so for all the world at large to hear for such a time as this. Now for the words of the Lord God as given to Reverend Lois Baker Williams, a minister unto the Lord Jesus Christ by way of the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit for 65 plus years. She begins by sharing, along with the prophecy and vision, the Lord gave me an extra blessing, she says. He did this by fulfilling his prophecy in Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. With that said, it is now on to the audibly spoken prophetic end-time word of the one and only true and living God as given on Mother's Day, May 9th, 1965, to my mother, Reverend Lois Baker Williams, to be presented to all in the world who will hear it and receive it, spiritually speaking, here at 11:59 and split seconds, just before the imminent return of the one and only Savior of the world, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who is also known as the Bridegroom, that is soon to return for his bride, of which consist of all those who have made themselves ready and are at the same time they that are watching, waiting, praying, and belong to the Lord Jesus Christ at his appearing in what is called the rapture or the catching away of the saints of God. In this prophetic word from the mouth of God to the ears of all mankind, he states, yea, I say unto thee, thou art my child. Fear ye not, for I am the Lord thy God. I call thee to high places, to reign with me forever and ever. The time cometh soon when all will be caught up into the judgment. I call your name, and you listen. I speakest, and thou hearest me. Speakest thou my name, and call an assembly. My name must be known to all before I come. Hear me when I speak. I am the Lord thy God. I lieth not. My spirit is taking leave swiftly. Light is fading, dimmer and dimmer grows the way. Look straight ahead, conquer the passage blind men fail to see. Cast thine eyes upon me and flicker them not, for in a moment's time I'll be gone. Be quiet, my child. Thou art mine. Thou hearest me and listen. I am the Lord God of heaven and of earth and of all living things. I faileth not. The world is aflame with destruction. Thy spirit is torn and affright, but thou art like unto a willow that boweth with the wind. Thou shalt not break. Thou only boweth thy head in sorrow and weepest from thy soul. I hear the mourns of thy soul grow deeper and deeper. Free from bondage, thou art mine. I calleth thee into a flame that burneth with fire and brimstone to take and avenge the dead. I calleth thee to speak my name. Let it be known that I am the Lord thy God. Pray, weep, and mourn. The dead and slumbering turn their deaf ears to me. Suddenly, they will come alive no more to die. I say unto thee, thou art mine, child. Speaketh thou my name, many are they that will hear thee. Wherever thou art, thou canst hear my name. I am thine, thou art mine. Come unto me. The time is near and hasteneth greatly. Yea, the time is even at your door. When I shall come, ye see the signs of the spirit taking leave and a false spirit taking its place. Walk upright, straight forward. Turn not to the left or to the right, for I am the Lord thy God Almighty. I giveth life where there is death. I calleth to mine own. The world heareth me not. In vain I have tried to be a fair God, an honest one to all. But with their rejections, they have scorned me. Indeed, I come quickly. The staff is in my hand. The wicked I shall lay at my feet. I call thee greatly from the mount. Search and find me. I am in the high places. Momentarily I dwell in thy heart. Soon I shall be gone from the earth as the speed of lightning. Ye will not see whither I goeth or from whence I cometh. I am the Lord thy God who dwelleth in the heavens. Earth holds no charm for me. Yea, I saith unto thee, go ye and speak my name. Tarry not, for the sun is going down, and darkness shall cover the earth. I have no rest, for time is near. Preparations are being made to appear before the face of the earth. I call to my own, and they hear me. Hasten greatly, fear and tremble. For it is true. Speak my name, call upon me. I am the Lord thy God. Carnal things will pass away, but life will not. Flee from the dead and slumbering. Cast thine eyes straight forward. Look not backwards. Call upon my name and listen. I speak from the high places. There go ye and search me out. I am caught up in a promise to make good my word. I shall not linger hence. Fear ye not, I am the Lord thy God. I reigneth forever and ever. Pray and seek my face, call my name. Yea, I say unto thee, many are they that will hear. Call my name and pray. Pray as you have never prayed before. Bear me witness that I am the Lord thy God. Run swiftly, turn not around. Weep for the dead, mourn for the dying. They are at a great loss. Be careful to give me the glory. I am the Lord thy God. I judge all. I maketh my word to come to pass. My promises are not in vain. I call to thee in the night when all is quiet. Thy soul crieth to me, and I heareth it call in the dead of the night. It waileth for the destruction of this world. End of prophecy. What you have just witnessed, my friends, in this audibly spoken end time word from the mouth of the one and only true and living God, is the mind and heart of the same who has just laid out in short order for all the world to see and hear concerning that which is yet to come. And mind you, my friends, is coming soon and very soon. I am compelled to present to you that the timing of this word from the Lord God being presented here today is for the here and now. And it is to serve as a marker in time that the times have just now seemingly suddenly changed, and that the coming of his one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord and only Savior of mankind, whose name is Jesus Christ, is as well coming a lot quicker than most people in the present world would think, believe, or expect. My friends, we have many things lining up in this day that point to the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ will soon return for all who belong to him at his appearing in the rapture. This past Friday, May 7th, 2021, when all that is now taking place in Israel first began, something took place that day that has not happened in Israel since November 5th, 2014, which is on that day, there again being Friday, May 7th, 2021, the Israeli police entered into one of the biggest present-day strongholds of Satan, which in this case is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, located upon the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. For only the second time since Jerusalem was recaptured in the 1967 Six-Day War. This action in the eyes of the believers of Islam was a complete desecration of the third most holy place according to Islamic belief system. And here is the real clincher, my friends. The Israeli police not only entered into it last Friday, May 7th, 2021, but again on Monday, May 10th, 2021. For a third time in recent history, which then set off the lobbing of rockets into Israel at a pace not seen before, beginning one day after Mother's Day, May 9th, 2021, which was by no accident, because Monday, May 10th, 2021, was the yearly celebration of what is called Jerusalem Day, which is celebrated by the Jewish people in remembrance of the Israeli recapture, there again, in the 1967 Six-Day War of the city of Jerusalem, which is the timeless and biblical and eternal capital of Israel. Then to add insult to injury in the eyes of all of Israel's enemies, all that is taking place in Israel at this moment is taking place at the end of the Islamic celebration of Ramadan, which ends or ended in Israel at sundown today, May 12th, 2021. And what has at this point and what will happen after that is yet to be seen in its fullness. Because next on the prophetic agenda coming up this Friday, May 14th, 2021, will be the yearly celebration of the day in 1948 in which Israel, after ceasing to be a nation for 2,000 years, once again regained her independence as a nation by way of the hand of the one and only true and living God of Israel via the power, working, and anointing of his Holy Spirit. My friends, it is high time and way past time that you choose in whom you will serve for all eternity. For if it is the Lord Jesus Christ, get ready, be ready, and stay ready, and look up, spiritually speaking. For Jesus will soon and very soon return for his bride. And in the twinkling of an eye, you, my friend, will forever be changed and whisked away into the eternal kingdom of God to forever walk the streets of gold with your bridegroom, Lord, Master, Savior, King, and Messiah, who there again is Jesus Christ. But my friends, if you will not make yourselves ready by asking the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and begin to walk daily in the here and now with him by way of the Spirit, which is in reference to the Holy Spirit, and in the Word, as in the very Word of God found on the pages of the Bible, when he, Jesus that is, arrives in the rapture, it will be too late for you, and you will be left behind to endure the tyrannical rule and reign of the Antichrist, beast, false prophet, and the forever dooming and damning mark of the beast. And your portion will have been signed, sealed, and ready for delivery into the lake of fire for all eternity at God's final judgment, which is also known as the Great White Throne Judgment Day of God, as seen in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. At which time you will forever be cast into the lake of fire, where the Antichrist, beast, and false prophet are at that time, and Satan and all of his evil demons and angels will soon follow, along with all those who ever walked upon the face of this planet that did not make the Lord Jesus Christ the Lord, Master, Savior, soon coming King and Messiah of their life, but instead rejected him and chose Satan and the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone forever and ever as their eternal master and place of continual torment for all eternity. My friends, today is the day of salvation, as the Lord God says in his word. What is meant by that is that we are to ask the Lord Jesus Christ by way of a broken and contrite heart and spirit to forgive us of our past sins, as seen in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. Read it yourself, my friends, for you are responsible for your salvation unto the Lord. We are as well commanded by way of the word of the one and only true and living God of heaven, to seek the Lord God for the indwelling power, working, and anointing of his Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, as set forth by Jesus in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, among other places. And then we are to know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for ourselves, so that in the closing seconds of this age, we are as the Lord Jesus Christ told us to be in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, which is to see that no man deceives you. And as Paul states, steals your crown, my friends. Each day, my friends, we are getting closer and closer. The seconds are ticking off till the time of the Lord Jesus Christ's appearance in the eastern sky for those who belong to him. My friends, the only people that will see him in this unexpected to the world at large, the unexpected to the unsaved world, my friends, the only people who will see the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes in the rapture are those who are ready, watching, and waiting and praying for his imminent return. All the rest will be carried on over into the time of great tribulation and into the time of Jacob's or Israel's trouble, which is the last 3.5 years of the 7-year period of the time of tribulation. My friends, and if a person during the time of the great tribulation doesn't die as a martyr, having their head chopped off for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will pass on into the time of the great white throne judgment day of God and be forever cast into the lake of fire. And my friends, if you take the mark of the beast, which all those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ will most certainly do, you are forever doomed, and there is no remedy to bring you back once you have taken that mark of the beast. That is going to be required and mandatory under the complete open and rule and tyrannical rule and reign of the Antichrist. There won't be any mistake of knowing whether or not it's the time for the mark of the beast or not, my friends, because a person will take it willingly, and they will know why they're taking it. They will be taking it because they won't be able to buy or sell or go to work or buy gas or drive a car or do anything, my friends. And plus, the Antichrist beast of Satan will be in charge. And it is only the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, who is going to give him that 42 months or 3.5 year period to rule and reign over the entire earth without interruption. For when the Christians are taken out of the way, so will the Holy Spirit be taken out of the way, not off the earth, but out of the way, and no longer will restrain the Antichrist spirit that will prevail in this man who is yet to come and be fully Satan and fully man, and will require your life for all eternity by having you take the mark of the beast because you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and the fact that he laid down his life and was resurrected by the Lord God to buy you back from Satan. My friends, don't be left behind. Don't find yourself eternally cast into the lake of fire, because, my friends, you will never forget these words that I'm speaking here today and the words that so many other people spoke to you throughout this lifetime, telling you that you have need of a Savior. Forevermore, it'll be part of your torment in the lake of fire to have those words play over and over and over again, not to mention to be able to look up into the halls of heaven and see all those people who tried to tell you that you were going in the wrong direction. But my friends, sad but true, they will not even remember you nor ever see you again. Today is the day of salvation. And my friends, I'd like to pray for you before we close this show today, that you would fall upon your face. And you can only do it for yourself, my friends. No one can get saved for you. You have to feel the presence of God's Holy Spirit pricking your heart and you becoming so anguished about the wrong things in the world and sin that the heart of God truly witnesses within you and you no longer want to be a part of it. With that said, my friends, I'd like to pray. Lord God, I pray today that everyone within the hearing of my voice will take the time to read the scriptures that I have spoken of here today, because they are your words, Lord, not mine. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 tells us exactly how to give our hearts over unto the Lord Jesus Christ and how to begin to walk with you, Lord God. And I just pray today, Lord, that through the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, the messages received by them with a broken and contrite heart and spirit, and that I will be seeing them in heaven when the Lord Jesus Christ soon comes for his bride. And I ask it all in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. My friends, today is the day of salvation. You might not have tomorrow. If you leave here without the Lord Jesus Christ, you are doomed. And with that said, it is a wrap. My friends, pray for the peace of Jerusalem as we are commanded to in the Word of God. And may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee his perfect shalom or peace. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world, take your Bible off the shelf, read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all, now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?